World. MetLife Stadium, the home of WrestleMania.
Then I can beat Brock Lesnar.
One good leg is not the time to step to the throne.
This is my time. You're taking it up from me. You're not taking it.
Ronnie, I told you I'd find a way back to you again. I choose you.
But Becky, I think you think you're bigger than WWE. You've got an attitude, you got a bad attitude. You're not the man. I'm the man. We need someone who's going to take Ronda to the limit. We need... Charlotte Flair!
Figure eight is in!
Figure eight!
Is Oscar going to tap out?
Oh my God!
And the new SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair!
All titles will be on the line. It's winner takes all!
Let me clear!
It's about time Ronda Rousey remembered just who the hell she is, taking it to the man.
She hit me with her absolute best. I'm still standing, and I'm still ready to fight again.
WrestleMania 4, Emir Blackbane Costello will defend the promo championship against The Butcher.
It's official, bro.
Dave Gillum versus Emir Costello.
Goodbye!
Freight train. Going straight through you.
You're in the championship fight.
Butcher said to you, I'm going to let you take the promo championship because it's best for business. I get that. Emir, shine that fucking belt up, son. It's mine. You know it is. You know it is.
Pretty sure that I won the whole fucking thing. I'm pretty sure there's amazing things happening right now. And you should know because my mouth is open, it's moving, and words are coming out of that motherfucker.
So black.
I had to take me by the
Matt Wrestling Podcast, RWT, and Danger Zone Productions presents Promo Mania 4.
The day has arrived. Welcome to Promo Mania 4. I am the Captain, Daddy Dangerously, along with the best heel in the business, the Butcher, and the Podcast Machine, and current reigning and defending knowledge champion, Mike Black. And gentlemen,
it's time for me to defend the gold, and it's time for the Butcher to win some gold.
Let's hope.
And joining us tonight, he is the challenger to the Knowledge Championship, finally cashing in his Iron Bank contract, is Max Wrestling co-founder, The Phoenix.
Shocking fucking sign, didn't he?
Yeah, it only took him a year.
Oh, man.
I wouldn't want to carry that thing around for a year.
Fucking hell, you could have cashed in the day after you fucking won it. You still had fucking 6 or 7 fucking title shots.
I was building suspense.
Oh, it wasn't really suspenseful, dude. It was done exactly like fucking Vince McMahon would have booked it.
You make you forget they got the briefcase and then BAM!
I'm going to say he wasn't going to cash it in a fucking... Some shitty fucking show, was he? He's always going to cash it in on one of the big ones.
And finally, he is the RWT Kingpin. He is the current reigning and defending undisputed inaugural Max Wrestling promo champion, Emir Blackbane Costello.
How very, very presumptuous of you, Mike Larkin. Butcher's here to win some gold. Okay. All right. Also, here's the thing about carrying around the promo championship. It's been very difficult to get in and out of airports. Mm-hmm. I've had a difficult time even getting into the IHOP yesterday to have some pancakes for breakfast. But you know what? Though it may feel like a burden, it has been an absolute pleasure, and I believe that after this special, it will continue to be my pleasure to carry this championship.
Was it a burden carrying the championship in because they needed to see that you were a champion? Because if I'd have walked in there, I wouldn't have needed to carry the championship because they'd just see my face and they go, it's the promo champ there. It's the Butcher. Know him. Know that guy.
So this has been a heated build-up, but obviously we need to keep this professional while we predict this weekend's festivities.
Whoa!
Professional.
This is
all those contract signings where you see two guys in the ring and they've got smiles on their faces, and you know it's only a matter of time before somebody flips the desk.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's why I got no desk in my room. they cost too much. If you're gonna buy a desk, you just go to IKEA, because you can't break them. You just put them back together and slide the pieces in.
All right.
Pack's the future. I know. I've tasted it. I've tested
the future. Before we get started, congratulations to Kenny Killer, who became the new holder of the Iron Bank contract, as you heard on the pre-show earlier this week. That contract kicks in after the show because obviously Phoenix is cashing his in today. Okay, it took us an hour to do 5 matches for TakeOver, so God help us when it comes to WrestleMania and there's 15 matches.
That's how you review a show, though.
It is.
I know, but we got 15 fucking matches to do.
You've got to have an opinion. You've got to have a few opinions.
And we got three
on
matches on the pre-show, guys. We got 3 matches on the pre-show.
Oh, fuck the pre-show. Yeah, fuck the pre-show. What I mean? You fast forward that.
The bullshit Battle Royals, don't care.
And Buddy Murphy and Tony Nese.
Yeah. Not interested.
Okay, in just a moment...
wrestling, I don't care.
Yes.
In just a moment, we'll decide the Knowledge Championship match, which is 1 year in the making. But first, is a reminder that Evolve is one of tonight's theme songs. It's by Shinedown, and it's taken from the album Attention, Attention, available now on iTunes and Spotify. Now, we've taken the same rules as Mike had against Moses Marquez, where you write 10 questions for each other for the Knowledge Championship, so... I'm assuming you both got questions prepared.
I do.
Phoenix?
Yep.
Oh, is this how you've done it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell.
All right, then. So.
This is scary as a motherfucker. Larkin could fuck Phoenix over left, right, and centre here.
Oh, hang on, we're being interrupted by Lacey Evans by the looks of it.
Can I just say that woman? Oh my god. Okay, I'm gonna say this right now. I'm gonna channel. I would drink Lacey whatever this battle.
Lacey Evans, right, could not have a wash for a month and I would drink
it. And I'd be okay with it. I'd be okay with it.
You I'm telling you, man. That stuff would be salty as fuck. I'd be like, yum, 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 yum.
Yum, yum, yum. I got up in my tummy, right, Bush?
Oh, yeah.
All right, she's turned and walked away now.
I'm getting pissed off with the walking, though. I am getting to do the editing.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah.
I have to get that in. All right, we'll go Challenger first. So, Mike, you can have your question for the Phoenix first. Again, I'll keep the time for you, so you've got 15 seconds for each answer.
Wait, who's going first?
You can ask Phoenix first.
Oh, I can ask. Oh, okay, hold on.
And okay. When the time is up, you will hear this noise.
God rest his soul.
God rest him. We've resurrected the Vader clock, though. Okay. The following is scheduled for 20 falls.
20?
Well, they got 10 questions each.
No, 20 balls.
I just got to say this once only. I love you, bro.
I was going to say, this is definitely a Vince McMahon booking 20 fucking falls.
Oh, yeah, we got an 18-person tag match. Fuck me.
Oh, my God. Don't get me started.
And then we're going to have Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns.
Okay. Fantastic. Phoenix, you're answering first. Your 15 seconds start after each question. Obviously, you alternate, so Mike, you ask Phoenix, and Phoenix last, Mike.
Okay.
Anyway, when you're ready.
All right. First question. At Against All Odds 2007, this former WCW wrestler and current coordinator for the Chicago White Sox wrestled current Killer Elite Squad member and former TNA talent Lance Hoyt. Who was this wrestler that wrestled Lance Hoyt at that pay-per-view, Phoenix?
I don't know.
Not even nothing.
Not a Scooby.
Right. Okay.
See.
No, it was not. The answer was Dale Torborg, aka the Kiss Demon in WCW.
Shit.
Dale Torborg, he's Kiss Demon. He was. Remember when they did the base brawl, the AJ Pierzynski thing? Yeah, he wrestled Lance Hoyt on pay per view.
All right. Fortunately for Phoenix, we did set a rule that there was only one TNA question and one New Japan question each. All right, Phoenix, your first question for Mike.
All right. Since it's WrestleMania weekend, we'll start off with a WrestleMania-type question. Who was the last person to have a live band perform their entrance music at WrestleMania and then go on to win their match?
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
What was that again?
Who was the last person to have a live band perform their entrance music at WrestleMania and then go on to win their match?
All right, Mike, what are you saying? That's a damn good question.
That is. All right, this is, could probably be wrong here, but I'm going to say Triple H.
No, it was Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania 22.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Booyaka, booyaka. That's right. P.O.D. Right, you got me.
All right, question two for the Phoenix.
Okay. Chris Jericho debuted in this Japanese promotion in late 1994 as the Lionheart. What promotion was it, Phoenix?
I want to say New Japan, but it seems too obvious. But I don't know any others, so I'm going to have to say New Japan.
No, it was War, Wrestling, and Romance.
I would have said All Japan.
Yeah, unfortunately, that came away.
Alright, question two for Mike.
Who did Ric Flair beat at Super Brawl 14 to successfully retain the WCW World Heavyweight Championship?
Wow. Oh my god. Dude, you really are going with these questions. I like it.
Go on, Phoenix!
Super Brawl 14, like, again, because this is stuff, like I said, I wasn't born for this, unfortunately.
And your answer is?
Oh, my God. Super fucking Super Brawl 14. Jesus.
I know this.
I have to think, because it's just like, Well, actually, no, wait a minute. I think I was born for this. I was a youngin. We all were youngins. I don't fucking know. I'm trying to think of Ric Flair's opponents, man.
Right, time's up. Gotta rush it.
Yeah, Terry Funk. I think he wrestled Terry Funk at one of those. So yeah, I'm just gonna say Terry Funk.
Let me answer it.
No, who
it was? Big Van Vader.
Oh, duh. Ah!
Shit, yeah. I gave you a clue as well.
Oh, whatever.
I always say the safe answer for Ric Flair in WCW is probably Sting. Question.
I was thinking Lex Luger.
Yeah. All right, question three for the Phoenix.
Oh, boy. Okay. All right, we'll do this one. Taka Michinoku defended the light heavyweight championship against this future light heavyweight champion at WrestleMania 14. Who was his opponent, Phoenix?
S.A. Rios.
S.A. Rios.
Yeah, he got it.
S.A. Rios, whoa.
I was going to say, I'm crying myself here.
Wait, what was his name? Because we just reviewed 14. Yeah, I was going to say, what was his name?
Like, Mr. Aguilar.
Okay. He's wearing a mask and everything.
First point to the Phoenix. Next question for Mike.
Fuck, I'm crying inside here because I could have gone, I'm like,
Okay.
My turn's last now, is it?
Yeah.
No. These two WWE.
No, it says it's Phoenix for Mike.
Oh, Phoenix for me. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
How long was New Day's record-breaking tag team title reign?
Oh.
Oh my God!
All right for the jugular.
Quick, check your walls.
No. And I actually know this too. Jeez.
Mom, I told you not to paint the fucking east wall!
Did you say you had the same question for him?
No, oh, okay. I said no, because I know this, I said. Repeat it one more time. Was it the longest? What was it?
How long was the New Day's record-breaking tag team title reign?
I think the longest reign was 400... No, wait, hold on. 483 days?
Correct.
Oh. All right. That's some knowledge. Okay, point of peace. Next one is Mike asking the Phoenix.
Okay. These two WWE Hall of Famers appeared in the 1993 film Life with Mikey starring Michael J. Fox. Who are these Hall of Famers?
Belly just growled down.
Any idea on that one?
not a clue.
Okay.
Not a clue.
They were Jerry the King Lawler and Jeff Jarrett.
Wow. Okay, next one for Mike.
Who was the very first IWGP Intercontinental Champion?
God, jeez, man.
Come on, Mike, you crap here.
The first ever. Oh wait, no. I don't think it was a Japanese guy. Oh, all right. I think I have an idea. I remember. I think this was around either before he went to TNA. Was it MVP?
It was.
Do you know what? I only read that.
Oh, don't, Mike.
I was going to ask Kenny that question earlier in the week as well.
Because I was thinking to myself, wait a minute, it's either new. Obviously, I would be a New Japan wrestler, but I'm like, no, it could be because some of those firsts have been Americans, like Like, I was thinking Cruiserweight champ, like the first one was Shinjiro Tani, but nah. All right, yeah, MVP. Cool.
Okay,
next I was looking at that title on eBay the other day, you know.
Were you really? How much was it? Were you getting it?
I can get one for £169.
Whoa.
Fucking beautiful strap for Norman. It's absolutely stunning.
Right. What's the score now, by the way?
Score is 2-1 to you.
Okay. Next.
Next one for the Phoenix.
Who's asking?
Mike's asking you.
Oh, I'm asking. I'm sorry. Okay, we'll do this one next. Test was the bodyguard for this legendary rock... Before he got into wrestling, before WWE, Test was the bodyguard for this legendary rock band. Who was that rock band, Phoenix?
Oh, this is so wrong on me. I could have been competing for something.
I don't know.
Okay, which was legendary answer? Band?
What was your answer, Phoenix?
Hmm?
Nope, nothing.
Again?
Okay. What's your
I
answer?
Think Metallica.
No, it was Motley Crue.
Oh, fuck you.
Okay. Phoenix, Mike's next question.
What was Goldberg's win streak before he got before being defeated by Kevin Nash in the taser?
Oh my god.
And the taser.
And the son of a bitch. Taser. Because I just got him shaking in my head. I hate you so much. this is another.
I have to include that.
Oh, okay. I remember 174.
Oh. Hmm?
173-0, was it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
3-1 to Mike.
Well, dude, how many times did they friggin' hype that when he was going against The Rock at the Backlash?
It's a handicap match against Kevin Nash in a taser.
Oh, good lord.
Okay, Mike, what is Phoenix's next question?
Okay. John Cena. Team with this former WWE Cruiserweight Champion in 2002 in the inaugural tournament to crown the first ever SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Who was John Cena's tag team partner in that tournament, Phoenix?
Oh, I think I know this.
The only one I can think of would be Rey Mysterio.
No, it was not Ray Ray.
It was Spanky.
Billy Kidman.
Oh.
Wow. So it might have been because they introduced the titles before he turned heel, I was thinking.
Well, yeah, that was like his first mini feud was Billy Kidman because they lost to Angle and Benoit, and then John Cena beat him with like his feet on the rope.
Wore them stupid fucking tights.
Yes.
Short pants.
Came out to that. That theme, yeah.
All right, question 6 for Mike.
Who received the pink slip in Feast of Fire 2008?
All right, was he hot and was he spicy and did he taste great? Was it Curry Man?
Ooh, it was sort of like his alter ego, Christopher Daniels. I don't know if I should reward that.
different gimmick. Well, different people played Curry Man, so I guess you can't give that one.
Oh, really? No. Oh, that blows.
Phoenix has got the biggest grin on his face right now.
What, was he after Christopher Daniels, but it wasn't Curry Man?
Yeah, because I think he only played Curry Man 4 times. And that the same gimmick was actually, someone was doing the same gimmick at the current time when he was with TNA.
Yeah.
And it was still going in Japan.
Okay.
All right, still 3-1 to you, though, Mike. So what's next question for the Phoenix?
All right, we'll do this one next. This WWE Hall of Famer starred in the 2005 horror film Santa Slay as Santa Claus. Who was that Hall of Famer?
I don't think I've seen this.
Mick Foley? I don't know. This is the first one that jumped out of my head.
I'm disappointed you didn't get that one.
It was not Mick Foley. It was Goldberg.
Yeah.
I could remember Goldberg doing something actually decent. Or whatever.
All right. So it's still 3-1. Mike, if you... Oh, no. Carry on. Phoenix can still draw if you get this one right.
Who holds the record for the most cumulative Royal Rumble eliminations? I'll give you a bonus point if you can guess how many.
Okay.
Bonus point.
Fucking hell, Phoenix. You're giving a fucking bonus point and all. What part have we can draw? Did you not hear?
Is it Roman Reigns?
Oh, Phoenix.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Okay. Well, I was going to say Kane or Roman, but I'm like, wait a minute. All right, then, I guess.
Roman holds a record for the most in a single Royal Rumble.
Oh, okay. Then they yeah, that would probably
that was
be
on about like throughout a career.
Okay. Kane. Oh, about career. Okay, yeah, I don't know.
Kane and 44 Kane. Eliminations throughout his career.
Oh, all right.
All right. Okay, well, Phoenix, you do need this one right. Well, you need all three of the next ones right to stay in.
No pressure, Phoenix.
Oh, okay. I'll do this one. AJ Styles feuded with this man in Ring of Honor over the Styles Clash finisher. Who was that wrestler, Phoenix?
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, wait. It doesn't matter if you get this one wrong. Actually, you can still continue unless Mike gets the next one right. My bad.
Okay.
I don't know, Jay Lethal.
No, it was not Jay Lethal. It was Jimmy Rave.
Okay, so now, Mike, if you get this one right, you have won.
Okay.
Right. As you know, Chris Jericho holds the most rings as Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
Can you tell me who he beat for his first IC title ring?
The first IC title? Wasn't that China?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Congratulations, Mike. Still the Max Wrestling Knowledge Champion, and of course you will complete your 365 days tomorrow.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah, Team Phoenix, man. With them first couple of questions, I was thinking, he's going to do it.
Yeah, that's what I did with Moses, because Moses started off good, but then he kind of just went, you know, so it's all good. It's all fun. By the way, you know what the two questions were, right?
Yeah, out of interest, what were the last questions?
Big T was portrayed by this former WWE Intercontinental Champion.
Oh, fucking Adam Johnson.
Thank you. And Lita debuted in ECW in 1999 under what name as the manager of Danny Doring and Roadkill?
Oh,
Christ.
Crap.
Bollocks.
Was it crap or bollocks?
No.
It was crappy bollocks.
I've got it on the end of my fucking tongue. I'd love to have it on the end of my fucking tongue.
She was also one of Godfather's hoes.
Yes. Was before
Miss Congeniality.
And the butcher gets it right. All right. Well played, Phoenix.
Okay. Okay, again, one of tonight's theme songs is brilliant. Oops, sorry. One of Cross Off is one of tonight's theme songs by Mark Morton and the late great Chester Bennington, taken from Mark's solo album Anesthetic, which is available now on iTunes and Spotify. Okay, now for the big one. Get the Pro Plus ready, make some coffee, buy a shit ton of Red Bull. WrestleMania.
Whiskey.
Yeah, whiskey. Might actually help you get through it as well.
I'm off the beer.
Okay, pre-show
I'm
matches.
Not off the whiskey, though. That's a good one. Way.
Mike, as you said, 3 pre-show matches. 2 of them are bullshit battle royals, so we don't really care. So let's get the battle royals out of the way. Men's.
This is a tough one, this, because I don't really care, and I don't really know of anyone that's in it. I'm just going to go with the safe bet, and you're going to go with fucking Braun, aren't you? You know,
Do you know what? No, I'm going to go with Kevin Owens.
Okay.
Is Kevin Owens in it? He's got to be
probably,
in it.
Probably, yeah. He's not doing anything else.
Kevin Owens, man. I'm going to go with Kevin Owens. And if Kevin Owens is my man, then Kevin Owens will do the right thing and snap the fucking statue in half.
Have you noticed it's shrunk?
Has it?
The trophy's tiny now.
That's what happens when it's fake gold.
Amir, obviously you were a bit quiet during the Knowledge Championship. Who are you going with in a Battle Royal?
I'm going to, again, try to be the smartest guy in the room, which is going to be hilarious when I see all those damn X's. I'm going with the guy who's not even announced to appear at WrestleMania. I'm going to say Rob Gronkowski.
Yeah.
Big a shouter. Imagine Gronkowski and fucking Gronkowski and fucking the hemorrhoid that we haven't seen in weeks cutting on the TV.
Remember when Shaq came out?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was gonna come out at that time. He just popped up.
Yeah, he just walked amongst the crowd and you're like, oh hey, it's Shaq.
I think there'll be a few of them in it, you know. I do think there'll be a few of them in it.
Well, we know we're getting those suit gobshites from SNL.
I can't fuck. I just wish I hope one of them fucking busts his fucking back. I know that's horrible, but that's just me.
Yeah.
You know, no pressure to be nice, guys. Come on. Better than you.
Mike.
I like controversy.
All right, I'm going to go with the safe bet here, and I'm just going to say it just because the storyline going into this is just the whole SNL thing, and to be honest with you, I don't give a rat's ass about this battle royal, so I'm just going to say Braun wins it.
Yeah, okay. Do you know what I actually found out this week? Colin Jost is dating Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, the fucking bastard.
Jeez. As if you needed another reason to hate him.
Now there's some
if we'll still be able to when Braun gets through to him.
Yeah, why
there's some bathwater, man.
Oh. Why wasn't he a victim of the snap?
I'm not talking about his bathwater, Scarlett Johansson's.
Phoenix, who are you going with for the Battle Royal?
Braun.
Okay, that's three for Braun. I'll go with Braun as well.
I said it with a bit of excitement, Phoenix. You know what I mean? Braun! Yeah.
You can't get excited for the bullshit Battle Royal.
No, it's crap, man.
And then we have the women's Battle Royal.
I don't really give a fuck about this because Asuka's going to win it again, I think.
Well, anything less than Asuka would be an insult.
Yeah.
The women, here's the thing about the women, though. Everybody in this Battle Royal is going to, this is what's going to happen. One by one, everybody's going to come out and do a Gail Kim and just eliminate themselves. Because here's the irony.
Lacey Evans is going to win it. No.
with Charlotte, Flair, and Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch main eventing WrestleMania, somehow every other woman in the company still feels slighted.
I reckon what's going to happen, right, is someone will come down to the ring, but they'll get attacked, right? And then you'll have like the last two, but then Lacey Evans is musical it, and they'll think, right, she's going to do her usual U-turn when she gets to the end of the ramp, but she'll pretend to do it and then jump in the ring and just toss someone over and then walk straight out the ring.
Nice.
Be ace.
I like it. I'm agreeing with it. I'm going with it.
There you go, see? Look at that for Coulter Butcher. So that's all you have to do.
I do hope Asuka just goes psycho and everyone knows.
Do you know what? Asuka doesn't even convince me as fucking strong style anymore.
No, I know.
They've killed her completely. They've ruined the girl.
Here's the worst part about
that shower of shite that happened on SmackDown this week.
Oh, the 18 fucking person tag match.
Rubbish, man. Absolute rubbish. Who would come up with an idea like that?
We know who. But here's the thing about Asuka. In all the time that she's been in America, she's only learned one phrase, and that is nobody's ready for Asuka. And now that she loses all the time, she has to learn a new phrase. It's not fair.
It's just silly.
Asuka wasn't ready for everybody.
There we go.
Asuka wasn't ready for Vince.
Sure was.
She's 100% leaving when her contract expires. She is.
I hope she does. She deserves so much. 100%.
They say Shinsuke will stay for the waves.
My it's children like Point Break. I stay.
Nakamura, you're being screwed over. You got to go to Japan. Yeah, but you seen them waves, man.
No, speak English. I stay.
No, speak English.
No, dude, we're trying to help you. No, speak English.
Nakamura's going surfing. Surfing USA. Any more predictions for the women's bullshit battle royal?
I'll just say Asuka, or if it's not Asuka, it'll be Mandy Rose, so Corey Graves can, you know, ejaculate.
Yeah.
I'm going to go like this, though.
Corey Graves has got to sort his hair out, man. He looks ridiculous.
Oh, what the hell? What's with that cut this week,
the fuck, man? Has Corey fallen on hard times and he can't afford hairdresser?
He looked like his mum cut it.
He does, doesn't he? He stopped grading it and everything. That's bad.
Phoenix?
It's an insult she's even in it, but I've got to go ask her.
Before Butcher convinced me about Lucy, I was going to say, looks like Mandy was going to win and then Sonya would just turn on her and dump her out.
I thought I liked that. Mm. Just Sonya coming
out. Or vice versa.
Yeah.
Amir, who are you going with?
Yeah, I like the idea of Lacey Evans because I just all this talk, every time you hear the name Lacey Evans, they're talking about her like she's the greatest thing that's ever happened. And I don't even think it's based on necessarily on her wrestling ability. I just think because of her look and blah, blah, blah. And I think for Vince McMahon, he's getting all these memories of, you know, how it used to be with him and Trish.
Yeah. Oh, he likes his tall blondes.
Yeah.
Do you know what, I've never been one for fucking, you know, like wrestling tattoos and things like that. But I walked into a tattooist the other day and I said, you know what? I said, can you do it? He said, what? He said, what style? I said, pin-up style. He said, dude, that'd be awesome. I was like, oh, my God. I'm going to get Lacey Evans on my leg, but in like a 1960s pin-up.
Yeah, well, that's a gimmick, isn't it?
Oh, exactly. I was like, wow. But I'm going to have it in, like, you know, like the red, white, and blue fucking skirt.
Yeah.
Yes. The American colours. Yes.
Okay.
Can't wait, man. Lacey Evans on my leg. Oh, carry a pack of tissues with me every day.
That's turning the tables. Somebody else on Butcher's leg.
I might have a bed over. Blowing a kiss. Yeah, wouldn't it? It'd be a bit awkward, wouldn't it? Just randomly looking over and I got some fucking random guy just going at it on me shin.
Okay, so...
Pass him a Kleenex. Wipe yourself off, mate, when you're finished.
Does Buddy Murphy survive another pre-show?
I'm going to say he does.
Yeah.
Even though Tony Nese is in his in the home territory there, and I like Tony Nese, and I think it's going to be a great match.
I'd like Nese to win it. Unfortunately, I just don't think they've ever given Nese a platform to actually get any attention from the fans. I still don't think the fans actually give a fuck. Nah. But that's because it's 205.
The brawl was pretty cool this week. I did see that bit.
It was decent, like I said, but I gotta go Buddy Murphy, man. Like I said, it's gonna be good, but Buddy Murphy.
Yeah, you don't win in your hometown, Tony.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Amir?
Yeah, I'm going Buddy Murphy. I last saw Tony Nese wrestle live in front of my face. I could have reached out and touched this guy at the Takeover and Royal Rumble weekend. And he looks great. You know, he looks great, man. But yeah, it's insane. And you know what? He's actually a really good heel because he's such a fucking dick. but I don't know that anybody really cares.
That's what I mean. Much, he's going into that match and he is a face. And yes. You're like, no one gives a fuck. No, this is part. I've always had this problem in RWT, haven't I? As you well know. You know, when anyone ever covered 205, I still say my argument has got strength. No one cares. If that audience, if that 205, right, was filmed at the same time as NXT, right, it would have strength. because it's shot in a fucking arena with half-wit fucking wrestling fans that love John Cena, it will never have any strength because these guys are fucking world-class indie wrestlers. They're not fucking arse jockeys that have come from fucking OVE. You know, Vince looks at him and goes, who's that guy with the blonde flex at the front of his head? Oh, that's Prototype. You know, what's his real name? John Cena. Right.
I like it.
I've got an idea for him. And it's going to be aggression. You know what I mean? It is.
All right. Phoenix, Murphy as well.
Yeah.
He sounded well stoked for that, didn't he?
Yeah. 205 match, yeah. Although the Cruiserweight title matches do tend to be really fucking good. It's just a shame you're on the pre-show.
It's just...
Well, shame especially you're on 205.
When you think fucking 3 years ago, man, we were watching Aries and fucking Neville.
Yeah, and didn't even make the
DVD. And then it didn't even make you exactly. Fuck that.
Okay, so on to the main show before we begin the five-hour marathon. I've got to start with this just to hear some rage. False count anywhere. Shane McMahon versus The Miz.
Phoenix. Let's go, Miz.
Phoenix, who have you got?
That'll be Miz, man. Be nice.
Remember, he's a super baby face now.
Be super baby face.
Come on, Phoenix.
That doesn't change my opinion of him.
Do you not even like the storyline? Do you not feel sorry for him?
I feel sorry for Sanity making them job to him.
Oh, yeah, that was bad. That was really bad.
Come on. You gotta keep up the work, haven't you? You know what I mean? I don't understand that, if I'm honest. I don't get that.
I don't get it either.
It wouldn't surprise me if they're fucking leaving after Mania anyway.
Yeah. We'll have Eric Young in the TNA Hall of Fame next year.
Well, Wolf's been pissed, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, I think Wolf's had a few fucking tellings off with his shit on social media.
Oh, he's had enough, he has.
Venting.
Killian Dane's had enough as well.
Looks like it.
You can tell Young's the best when he's not saying anything.
I would send Killian Dane to NXT UK, though. That's what I would have done. Fucking him and Walter. Yes, please.
Well, yeah, well, they sent Cassius Ohno over there, so we're probably going to get Cassius and Walter.
Can I ask you guys something? Since it came up, I'm sorry. I just have to understand this because... I personally think it's the wrong thing to do, but I want to know where you gentlemen stand with this. What of a WWE superstar bitching and moaning on Twitter about their position? Is that – now, don't get me wrong. Us regular Joes, we complain probably on social media about our job and stuff like that, but we also don't have millions of people following us like – oh, my favorite Walmart player. He's upset. Blah blah blah.
if we complained about our job on social media, we get sacked.
Listen, I don't think there's anything wrong with turning up to do a job that you're employed to do, right? This is the same, right? What I'm going to say is it's what I'm about to say is directed at all of us in this group, right? We're butchers. There you go. See. We're butchers in our local supermarket. We all turn up for work, and randomly, our store manager comes over and says, right, guy, for the next 3 months, you're skilled, by the way, as well. So, you know what I mean? A butcher is a skilled job. So for the next 3 to 4 months, I'm going to have you stacking shelves. But while you're going to be stacking shelves, your wages are going to be decreased. What are you going to do? Fuck you, dude. I'm a fucking fully skilled butcher. You know what I mean? You're going to pay me the same money to stack a shelf, or I'm going to leave. I'll go somewhere else. Well, you can't. You've got a contract. If you leave, you lose all your holiday entitlements and all that shit. But I've got a contract. You can't do that. You know, at the end of the day, they're wrestlers, aren't they? You're wrestlers. Mm. You're hired to be a wrestler. Full stop. But these fuckers are lucky because they can hire at no, you know what I mean, there's no limits to what they can add to the fucking roster. But when you take three guys from a promotion where they're succeeding, you know, last great match they had was at War Games. You know, Killian Dane put fucking every motherfucker over in that match. But then they're taken up to SmackDown. They have fucking one appearance where they come out and tell everyone we're sanity, chaos. And that's it. Now fucking they're resorting to fucking The Miz. Fucking... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do they get away? How does anybody in this company get away with complaining on Twitter without repercussions? Because that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like, what happened to the fear? Why? How did people get to the point where they're not even afraid to go on social media and just talk bad about the company?
I think it's all staged now, dude.
Look at Rusev. It's all
staged. The fact
Rusev
that you've
just says whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah, but the fact that you've got WWE, do you know what I mean? They all got WWE on their fucking Twitter handles. And then it's funny because when one person removes WWE, God, they're leaving.
Yeah, or change it to their real name.
You know what I mean? I mean, look at Luke Gallows and fucking Carl Anderson. Refusing to sign an extension, boom, you're banished. How shit's that? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? A contract is a contract. You don't want to sign an extension, then they treat you like shit. Isn't treating someone like shit because their refusal, do you know what I mean, to look after the best interests of their career and family, but then you shit on and banished. I mean, I wouldn't be given a fuck because I'd just sit there earning money. You know? Yeah. What are you going to care for? But
like there's
got to be certain laws. Exactly. I did that in Morrison's. Fuck you.
Yeah, you did. You proper did a JTG.
Exactly. Fuck you. You know what I mean? You want to have people fucking talk about me? I'll sit here and you'll fucking pay me, motherfucker. And then when I'm told I could come back to work, I'll say, oh, my shoulder still hurts. There's my finger. Sit on it and spin. Best deal in the business.
Okay, is anybody saying Shane?
And is all that true?
That's true.
Yeah, I'm saying Shane.
Of course I'm saying Shane.
Saying Shane.
I loved it. I loved it. Everyone would call me the fucking worst things in the world. And I was like, yeah, I am.
Amir, did you say Shane as well?
No, I hate Shane McMahon. I hate him. I love Shane McMahon, like the guy behind the microphone, making matches and being like a face, you know, general manager, whatever he is. But I've seen Shane McMahon wrestle live a shit ton of times now, and it's just the same. All right, somebody get this guy on the announce table so I can jump off of that. And then you hold this guy in the corner so I can do a coast to coast. Let me climb on one more high thing, and then the match is over. It's like, but that's not just reserved for pay-per-views. It's like, I'm wrestling on SmackDown. All right, let's get over to that announce table. It's like, Jesus Christ, dude. First of all, you little bitch, learn how to punch. I fucking hate watching him swing his arms.
Listen to me, Fraser.
Because it makes me mad, man. I can't hold my lunch down watching that guy swing. Do you really punch like that?
There's two guys here that hate both guys.
I know, and Phoenix hasn't even raged.
It's like, I don't know.
Does everyone already know how I feel about The Miz?
See, I don't like Shane McMahon. I don't like him. I think it's a shambles that we've got a guy that's been in the business for that long and he still wants to fucking, do you know what I mean? Be the center of attention.
Yeah, what else could it be? And you're going like, oh, you know, all these years my dad's never hugged me. Well, learn to throw a proper punch and then maybe... Jesus Christ, maybe, because you know when you hug somebody, your arms have to come up. He's probably afraid you're going to injure him.
Do you know another thing that's a shambles is the fact that they make you believe that he's this martial artist, and you're like, they must piss themselves laughing at you.
He says Vince never hugged him, but yet when he came back a couple of years ago, Vince went to hug him, but he was like, fuck off, I know what happened to Titus O'Neil.
Exactly. One last thing about Shane McMahon. Stop shuffling your fucking feet. You look like an idiot. Just walk down the ramp, man. You're embarrassing yourself. Jesus Christ.
My son said that to me, you know, 10-year-old child. He said, what does he look like, Dad?
Okay, that's Amir's first promo of the show.
Just tell you, when you say something like that, you got to, after all that I said, I go, other than that, I have no thoughts.
Yeah. So I think all of us are going to say The Miz except for Phoenix, because of course.
Yeah. All right, we've already touched on this, but we'll do it anyway. Samoa Joe versus maybe, maybe not Rey Mysterio for the US title.
Samoa Joe. Just Samoa Joe.
Yeah,
kill him.
Joe it is.
Joe.
Listen, I hope it's Rey Mysterio. Because y'all know the opinion I've got of Rey.
And
they should never have re-signed him. I got no time for people like, you know what I mean? The fuck you want to make snot-nosed kids buy a mask? You know? No. You're part of the reason the business is fucked.
I got to know from you guys, what's the better chant? Is the better chant Joe, 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 or is the better chant bro, bro, bro?
I just want to hear the 2005 Joe's gonna kill you.
Joe is gonna kill you.
But do you know what? There would be a certain fucking part of that if WWE fans started shouting that. I tell you what, there would be as much. They would want to stop it.
Yeah.
Because it's not PG. They wouldn't want it. You know what I mean? It's just so wrong. But fans wouldn't chant that anyway because they've never heard it.
No.
They've never heard it. They don't get it.
I think it was a genius move in TNA. Obviously, inherited that chant from Taz and ECW. So when Taz came to TNA, they made him Joe's manager.
That was outstanding. I always remember that promo. You know, just when Taz walks out. And he tells them exactly who he is, and then you got Joe's new music. Mm-hmm. Survive if he lets you. You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh my God. But that was so true. Mm-hmm. Everything about that guy is badass. I just want to know. They should have pulled the fucking plug when he took on Lesnar. Instead, they had him fucking falling within five to ten minutes.
And one F5.
Do you know what I mean? Fuck off. Fuck off.
Bullshit.
That's how you bury a guy, man, that's fucking just killed everything in his path. You think I'm lying? Go watch Unbreakable 2005.
Amazing.
All right. So everyone for Joe, basically, for that one.
Yeah, Joe. Yep.
Joe's going to kill whoever steps in the ring. Hopefully. Please be John Cena.
Clutch on John Cena, motherfucker.
Women's Tag Team Championship, one of the very many Fatal 4-Way matches we've got this weekend, as Phoenix pointed out. Boston Hug Connection defending against Beth Phoenix and Natalya versus the Iconics versus Nia and Tamina.
It's like
if there's any justice, there will be Iconics.
Yeah, but there won't be.
Okay, it's like WrestleMania 20 all over for me because I was there live for those two Fatal 4-Way matches. So
that was pretty cool. They were the only two Fatal 4-Way matches of that night, and they were both the tag team titles.
Yeah. Here's the thing with this. I mean, I like Beth Phoenix a lot. I like her and Natalya as the Divas of Doom. Iconics. I want the Iconics to win too, but I don't think they are. So I'm just gonna say Bayley and Sasha, Bathwater, Nia, and Tamina. I mean, whatever. So Bayley and Sasha.
I ain't drinking Tamina's bath water. Fuck
I'm
that.
I'm not either. Nia, yes. Tamina, oh no.
I'll have some of Nia's.
Oh no. Sorry.
No. Oh no.
You mentioned bath water, so I'm going to segue to Amir.
Of course.
I hope until they come up with some better entrance music for Tamina that she never wins anything in life ever. You I don't know. Want her to win. Like I don't want. Yeah, like, oh, I know. Let's just say her name and make her sound like she lives in the jungle.
What was that WrestleMania? I can't remember. It was the biggest ramp they've ever had. Was it
2 years ago?
17.
Yeah. Could you imagine that walking dead slow? Now we know why Tamina's been left on the shelf for so long.
I'm just glad Undertaker was a biker for that one, so he could just fucking rev down.
Exactly.
Yeah, Tamina's walking down. Taker said, "Just give me the fucking keys to my bike. Give it here quick. I can't listen to this shit." Tamina, get on.
She's already got the look for a biker.
Would it be 17 or would it be the one a couple of years ago with the WrestleMania Sun and Taker came up through the down the ramp?
They probably have been longer since they started going to stadiums, but yeah, Houston was a big one. Okay, Mia, who are you going with?
Wait, who's in this match again? I'm sorry.
Exactly.
Tamina's fucked me up.
So is Bailey and Sasha, is Beth, Phoenix, and Natalya, these are the Iconics, and is Nia and Tamina.
Is this Sasha and Bailey's like first or maybe second title defense?
Second,
yeah.
Ah, geez, the Boston Hug Connection. Fuck that. by the way, I stood squarely in the middle of the Boston Hug Connection, and it was super awkward.
Yeah.
So
I love the caption. Me, I can't stand Sasha Banks. Also me. Hey.
I think the thing is, right, if I was hugged by Bailey, it'd be like getting hugged by a man.
Whoa. Oh, don't trigger Phoenix.
It just reminded me of there's a photo of Bailey hugging Kevin Owens, and Kevin Owens just sat there like, get off me.
That'd be gotcha.
If there is any justice in this world, any justice, then Beth Phoenix and Natalya Neidhart would win this match, because Natalya is, to me, the most talented woman that's ever been on that roster. She comes out of the dungeon, and that holds a lot of weight with me. But with that being said, because it's WWE,
she's just there for a nostalgia trip.
Yeah, but she's got, I mean, Natalya, I don't...
My theory on Natalya is she's about to retire.
Yeah.
I think this is her last year.
Just go home and sit with her cats and TJ.
Well, Jim Neidhart's going in this year, so what a feel-good moment that would be for her and Ned and Beth to win the tag titles.
Oh, I didn't even consider that.
Yeah. It is the year of the tag team in the Hall of Fame, except for randomly Tori Wilson. But I'm going to go with Natalya and Beth Phoenix just because I just feel like she should have won a lot more in her career. She should have held championships. But she was a wrestler at a time where it was nothing but divas.
Yeah.
If Natalya came into the business today, she would have thrived, but she wasn't what they were looking for all those other years. I want to go with them.
Okay. Phoenix? I know you're not going to go for the Iconics, because...
No.
Iconics!
they remind me of a rip-off version of the Bella Twins with Vicky Guerrero's voice.
Ha ha ha, funny man.
Excuse me!
Oh, they're amazing. They're amazing.
Oh, I can't stop. Billy, the only difference Billy is not dating Dave. Anybody famous enough to shoot them up to the top.
Whoa!
Phoenix?
That's actually a fucking... That's credit that you're not sleeping your way to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, wasn't Peyton dating Ty Dillinger? So if anything, she should be buried.
Ty Dillinger, yeah. She was like, when Ty handed in his notice, well, you're fucked off.
So which one are you going with then?
And I'm
going
to move up.
Beth Phoenix is just there for a nostalgia trip, so they won't be winning.
Process of elimination.
And Tamina and Nia are just ugly as sin, so I'm going to say...
I'm going to have to go with Boston Hug Connection. How can anyone say Beth Phoenix is there just for a nostalgia trip? Did you watch her anyone watch her in the ring in that last, the last 2 weeks in the build-up?
She's been great.
She doesn't look like she's ever been away.
And the spirit
that woman could still come back, and you know what I mean? If she wanted to. I think the only reason she's never, ever come back is because she had neck issues.
Yeah.
You know? I think, fucking hell, I watched her just lift Tamina up. That ain't no fucking easy feat, that.
What about that spear through the barricade?
There you go. Telling you. You know what? There's a part of me that hopes they do, but I gotta stay with my girls. You know what I mean? I gotta go through at least 10 Kleenex. Oh, Iconics!
Peyton sold that glam slam brilliantly as well.
Yeah, the scream and then on the way down, yeah.
Okay. Let's get this one out of the way. Intercontinental Championship, Bobby Lashley versus the Demon.
Don't care.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't ever want to see that song again.
I just don't want to see fucking the demon. I just don't like the worst when they announce
the demon in advance.
No, they do it all the time. I don't want to
see
it.
I know.
I just don't want to see it. I think it's atrocious now.
I love the logic. Are we going to have normal Finn against Brock Lesnar, but we're going to bring out a demon for Bobby Lashley?
It was it that said in RWT, you know, get rid of the wig. Because it does. It looks stupid now. Hmm. Just looks like they've just wrapped a shit ton of toilet roll up. It looks terrible. It really does. I can't understand how they've never said to him, come up with something decent. Do you know what I mean? The creative side of the guy is amazing.
I can't do anything decent. Disney or Baltimore.
He can't. Well, fucking hell, Vince.
Finn has said that the only one he regrets that he hasn't had a chance to do was Silver Surfer.
He says, listen. Well, someone tell me, film companies. WWE Studios? No, you can't dress up anything like that. Let's dress him up like Kane. No, it's been done. What about the 18th century? No, they're owned by Disney. Okay, you're fucked, Finn.
What doesn't Disney own? Batman.
It's
sold.
No, it's just silly.
Batman.
Why have you got to become the demon to take on Bobby Lashley?
I know, it's so stupid.
Do you know what I mean? But Bobby's took pinfalls already. Do you know what I mean? If it was someone like Braun Strowman, where he was undefeated, I'd get it. You'd want to bring something out of the closet. You know what I mean? The boogeyman type of thing. But it makes no fucking sense. It makes as much sense as what they did last SummerSlam.
Yeah, he's already beat Lashley no as normal Finn.
It's just fucking. I don't get it.
It makes perfect sense.
Keep in mind, he used a demon at SummerSlam to take on Baron Corbin.
Yeah, stupid.
Stupid.
Oh, jeez. This is all about toys, gentlemen. Okay, I figured this out the moment I saw. I stepped into the store at Target and I saw Braun Strowman, the action figure, flipping this red car. And I was like, didn't we just see this on Raw? And it's like, oh, right. They're building angles around toys now. So yeah. There must be a new demon toy coming out. As long as they can market demon toys, that no matter how shitty that wig looks, Phoenix, they shall continue. By the way, let's not forget, we got a really good meme out of this. The part where that meme with Bobby Lashley, his face is up on the Titantron, and somebody is saying, this is what my food sees staring at it when it's in the microwave. The look on his face, because his head is so oddly shaped, it looked like he was in a box looking through the window of a microwave or something. But, yeah, man, I think... This is weird. I don't know, man. I don't even know why this match is happening, because we've seen it like a million times.
Yeah.
But with that being said, the demon doesn't lose, right? So.
Well, we all know our matches have been moved to the fucking, you know what I mean? We could end up with a four matches on the pre-show. They said three. I remember last year.
Yeah.
There was supposed to be fucking. There was another one moved down there to give time, more time to the mains.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's just, there's too much. There's literally too much. Don't need 50 in my matches. Opinion.
This is what makes me laugh, is Vince apparently took the title off Asuka because he doesn't want 14, 15 matches. Why have we got 14, 15 matches then?
Mm.
Stupid.
So is everybody saying Balor?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Demon doesn't lose.
Since the demon's coming out.
Well, he hasn't lost on the main roster.
No, I think Bobby Lashley. I do think Bobby Lashley.
Oh, okay.
I do think Bobby Lashley.
I wouldn't be surprised if they swerved us with Lashley. I mean, they ended Asuka's streak last year.
Yeah, okay. But I think everybody knew that was happening.
I didn't. I was well fucked off.
Yeah, me.
I was just fucked off with what they did with Asuka afterwards.
I was even more fucked off on SmackDown.
Mm.
Okay, SmackDown Tag Team Championships, another fatal four-way match. The Usos against Ricochet and Aleister Black, The Bar and Nakamachka.
It's just fella matches, man.
Yeah. Why can't they? Do you know what? Why can't you be ashamed just to tell guys, listen, we got fuck all for you at Mania? Why is it they have to cram everyone to get, you know what I mean? Is it like something that's in your contract saying, I have to fucking do so many Manias within my contract?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Nakamachka, sock donkey dick. It's so silly, man. Why can't we just have a normal fucking tag team match?
Yeah, I had to laugh at Lana.
Do I have to watch Big E and Xavier Woods in a fucking in a battle royal? You know what I mean? You've just called the bastards fucking B plus players. They're actually C plus players.
I had to laugh at Lana's tweet saying how the fans have basically turned on Rusev. No, we just got wise to his booking.
You know,
that we don't want to see him. It's just that we're not stupid.
You know what? I can't see him losing twice in one weekend.
Who do you say?
So I'm gonna. I'm gonna have to go with Black and Ricochet.
Yeah, I'll just put. I
know it makes no sense, like Amir said earlier on, but you can't lose twice in one weekend, can you?
Nah, well, you could in WWE,
I know you can, like, you know what I mean, but for me. This is Vince McMahon booking. Vince will be all over it. Vince is booking SummerSlam now. It's like, this is going to be amazing. Trust me. Ricochet versus Aleister Black at SummerSlam. It's going to be awesome. Aleister Black's going to come out as Undertaker version 2.6. you know what I mean? 2.0? Vince, not 2.6.
Okay, so my theory is I'm going to say the Usos retain and they pin either the Bar or knocking on Heaven's Door, Nakamachka. so, all right, like, I see what they're doing with the Usos. My theory is that we go to Raw on Monday and they finally beat the Revival for the Raw tag titles, and I think the Usos are going to feud with the Hardys and we're going to finally get that match for the SmackDown tag titles, because that's the only tag titles that the Hardys haven't won, is the SmackDown tag titles.
Which should have been on the card anyway. Why aren't the Hardys in this match anyway?
They're in the Battle Royal, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
But they're a tag team and they're on SmackDown, so why? Oh,
I know! It makes no sense!
Because they weren't sharing the ring with the Usos when Alexa made the match.
Fucking stupid booking. What if she comes out like she did when they returned and just puts them in the match right before it starts, like New Day did?
I wonder who.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm still saying Team NXT.
Team NXT. I'm going with the Usos for two reasons. One, they're actually meant to be a tag team. They're not just two great singles competitors that have been forced together for no reason at all. Mm-hmm. One of the better tag teams to have ever done it in the history, but also. When also, Jesus Christ!
It's just that distant, for fuck's sake!
Yeah, it's still so far away. there's the part where we can't fool ourselves, gentlemen, into thinking that every decision WWE is making right now is not influenced by what AEW is doing.
Yeah.
And there's that version of like, the Revival's complaining on the internet. Well, let's do something. Let's give them something because they know. It's not that WWE doesn't know that they're sitting on a gold mine of talent. It's just that if there's nobody to steal that talent, then they don't have to pay attention. But now that AEW is afoot, anybody who's half good, they got to do something to keep them here. And the Usos, I know there's a lot of Rikishi's going around mentioning, you know, here and there, making a lot of little hints about them leaving the company. I don't see they would take the belts off of them. I feel like the Usos are going to keep going.
Yeah, okay. Phoenix?
I have to say Usos.
Okay. All right, so that's two for Team NXT, three for the Usos. Okay, we've got two singles matches.
Was saying that, you know, Aleister Black and Ricochet, they don't need to be a tag team.
No, they don't. They do make a good tag team, but they don't need to be a tag team. All right, Roman Reigns, Drew McIntyre.
tough one.
The reality is Drew McIntyre should win this match. Drew McIntyre should really continue to be groomed as the future face of WWE because he's tall, he's athletic, he's got a great look, he cuts an amazing promo. He's literally got it all. But now this, Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
Peace out. Done. Done and done. Right? So you don't even have to list anything. You just go, oh, we Roman Reigns, we get it. Back fresh off of beating cancer. Now that means Reigns has officially beaten everybody and everything. And and I don't know that they're gonna let
motherfucker.
You don't bring Roman Reigns back from beating cancer to have him lose at WrestleMania. No. So
can you imagine if they put it as a main event just to troll people?
Yeah, I think we're all pretty much just saying it's a foregone conclusion. Roman Reigns beats McIntyre.
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There it is. Roman Reigns.
And Phoenix just dropped to the floor. What else we got? AJ Styles, Randy Orton. Another singles match.
For the love of God, just put it on AJ, man. AJ Styles.
Yeah. The way the storyline's gone, I'd say AJ.
I'm going to go Randy.
Okay.
I'll go AJ. Yeah, I'll go AJ. I really can't think of any reason why Randy Orton needs to win the match, honestly. And you know what? It'll do something for the indie darlings, I think, a little bit, if AJ gets the win, because Randy Orton's an asshole. He's always talking shit about the indies.
I think AJ's going to go for some, like, shooting star press, and Randy's going to catch him with a fucking RKO out of nowhere.
I swear, Randy Orton
like he did at the Phenomenal Forum, and Orton catches him with the RKO on SmackDown.
Randy Orton is 39 years old and he's got the hair of when he was 24. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Specimen. He's a specimen.
I still hate the Phenomenal Forearm as a finisher.
Really?
It's not a finisher move. It's a forearm. Like, he used it in TNA as just like a regular move.
Yeah, before the Styles Clash.
Yeah, but the thing about it is it looks super cool in slow motion when they do the replay.
It does look super cool, but it's not a finisher.
The Styles Clash is the
finisher. It's not... Daz, it's not a finisher. Okay, Hogan did a fucking leg drop, all right?
But whose was better, CM Punk's or AJ Styles?
I've always liked AJ's.
What?
I think Punk's idea. Mm. And you look at him back when Punk... I would say Punk more when he was younger.
Yeah.
Now, before he tried to kill himself against
Taker. But saying that, I would say AJ when he was younger. You look at fucking AJ's man in TNA. The lad could cover 3/4 of a ring.
Yeah.
But then you'd have that argument that the rings were smaller.
Well, the spiral tap was an amazing finisher. Moved to the top of the spiral.
He used to do the Fosbury flop as well, which obviously he doesn't do anymore because he's a bit bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a beautiful move.
I do a flop when I'm finished. I'm fine for the They're good.
Phoenix, are you saying AJ?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, look, sound excited. Fucking hell, Phoenix.
No, I'm not excited to see the match.
Oh, okay.
It's had a good build-up, to be fair, this match. All right, Baron Corbin, Kurt Angle.
Just Kurt Angle, get it over with.
Suplex, I don't even want to see it. No. I don't even want to see it. I'd be quite happy if fucking Kurt was unwell and fucking he couldn't attend. I don't want to see Kurt Angle be just. This is Kurt Angle. No, actually, do you know what? It's not Kurt Angle's best match because he's going AEW. We know that.
Do you know what I mean?
I think you know. I was thinking about this the other day. And I was thinking, has Kurt Angle been given, you know what I mean, the respect he deserved? Or is it WWE trying to protect themselves by protecting him? You know?
We all know he's fucked. But he was fucked in Impact and TNA. But he's still fucking did moonsaults off the fucking top of a cage. You know? He still made you go, what the fuck was that? Holy shit. You know, so
I don't know, but 2009 when he lost all that weight.
Two baldies in a ring.
Shit.
You know, Baron Corbin ain't been done right, in my opinion. They fucked Baron Corbin over with that when he had the briefcase.
Yeah.
Because of fucking some stupid fucking thing on Twitter because he told some fucking troll to shut the fuck up.
He called out Dave Meltzer or something.
Do you know the worst thing about it is, right? If Baron Corbin told me to shut the fuck up, I feel blessed. You're told to fucking do certain things on social media and to protect the integrity of your character. But at the same time, you attack someone like Dave fucking Meltzer, who's a complete and utter fucking melt. And you get told off for it. Well, you can't say that to him, Baron. He attends our fucking shows. He tells loads of lies about us. He pretends to know.
But since then, everybody criticises Dave Meltzer.
Dave Meltzer's a prick.
Mm. Yeah.
I'd love AJ to be locked Matt, in a room with Dave
AJ's
Meltzer.
AJ's done it, Maya's done minutes. It.
Sasha, Paige. Phoenix, Amir, you both saying Angle as well?
Yeah. I think that obviously Kurt Angle should win, but I'm wondering, I thought the old school legends like to go out on their back. I thought that's mm-hmm. how you went out. I mean, Ric Flair went out on his back. Yeah, and then he came back and wrestled again. I'm just saying.
I was going to be controversial. I was going to be controversial. I'm not going to say it because I could get fucking killed.
I mean, Taker, Flair, and Michaels were all like 80s guys, or weren't they? I mean, Angle only came in just at the turn of 2099.
Yeah, everybody already feels like he's being disrespected to even face Baron Corbin. So just imagine what it would do for Baron Corbin as a heel to not only be Kurt Angle's last match, but to even defeat him. It would light the whole, like, the fans and Kurt Angle's peers alike would be so
I'm actually with Amir because to me, Kurt Angle doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anything. Kurt Angle's the type of guy now that wants to give to someone. He'll do a Jericho, I'm telling you. It'll be Baron Corbin that wins.
I'm going with that.
It's looking after Baron Corbin has suffered so much over the last fucking 12 months. You know, I don't know whether there's been something wrong with him in terms of his body. Or whether, do you know what I mean? I don't know, because to me, they've looked after him in a certain way. Not to make him forgotten. I mean, his haircut's not fucking helped him.
Yeah, and the fact that he wrestles in a dress shirt every night.
Yeah, that's really fucked up. I mean, you've gone from being the lone wolf.
The mini,
you know what I mean? To a really cool entrance, cool fucking theme music.
Love
to
it.
You know what I mean? He's got the, at the minute, he's David Otunga. You know, he's getting the David Otunga fucking Titus O'Neil treatment. That's what he's getting. You know, he's the hated XGM that surrounds himself with. He's gone from lone wolf to one in two or three people by his side. Mm-hmm. I don't understand it. You've gone from having power. You know what I mean? His gimmick at the minute is cowardly.
Yeah.
And I don't understand it. I mean, I was a big fucking Baron fan. Didn't agree with people shooting him down, you know what I mean, saying the guy has got, well, Ad, in my opinion, the best fucking finisher in the business at the moment. You know what I mean? End of days. Fucking loved it.
The deep six is a nice sweet move.
Deep six, fantastic. The guy could wrestle. He had the moveset. He could move. He was aggressive. He had an aggressive style of wrestling, which I like. Mm-hmm. You know, but now it's kind of like,
meh.
The fuck's happened? Like,
well, think of it this way: Kurt Angle's first match, 1999, meet Sean Stasiak. His last match, 2019, Baron Corbin.
says it all, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, Phoenix. Who have you got?
Gotta be Kurt Angle.
Okay. All right, now I think we're on to the last four matches.
Ooh.
Okay, Triple H versus Batista. No holds barred. You know what he wants.
Come on. Triple H.
You don't think Triple H is retiring?
No.
No.
He is not retiring to the purple nose ring. Come on, Daz.
We're talking fucking Triple H here, guys. Even if he loses, he's not going to fucking retire.
That is true. I mean,
he's Triple H, man.
He beat CM Punk, then he went away, and then he came back.
I don't know who else he could wrestle.
What if, right? What if Ric Flair screwed Batista?
That would work.
Uh-huh.
What if Ric Flair screwed Batista? And then we get another Batista, give me what I want! And then we build towards SummerSlam.
Give me what I want. I'm sorry.
I think that could work. Ric Flair screws Batista. Telling you. Mm.
All right, is that a full house for Triple H?
Go with Triple H. Yeah, I got Triple H. Because, you know, Triple H, and by the way, if you think that he doesn't deserve this match, just don't forget how much Triple H personally believed in Batista and how he's done the favors for Batista. I think every other time they've faced each other.
But how good would it be, you know, if Ric Flair basically did the, you know, turned on Triple H and he goes, "You call me an old man?"
The nature boy.
I'm the nature boy. And then out comes Jay Lethal. What?
Two dogs barking at each other.
For me. I'm looking at you, big man.
Longest ride.
Yes. He's doing his walk, and his elbow drop. It's a lot easier getting on than it is getting off.
These shoes cost more than your house.
Now somebody do a knee drop on their coat jacket.
You want to fire Double A? What was that about?
This is such a good bit. I want to go to McDonald's and order a meal just doing Ric Flair voice.
Ric Flair voice through a drive-thru.
Hey, what?
Triple H just goes, "Rick, we fired him because somebody was drunk." Okay, never mind.
It's also kind of like, well, then Ric Flair call himself God over and over again. God, I'm God, 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 God,
God.
Rick by God, Flair. Also, Triple H, don't forget Triple H. He won, right, over Taker after all those times of, like, losing to Taker.
Yes.
He came back. They had one last and was like, good. This is a guy that I put over my entire career, and now I shall get one. So I'm just going to say.
I love this promo in TNA when he's talking to, like, the lady in the front. He goes, you don't even want me. You fat. You don't want me as well.
That's right. He did say that.
He loved it, man.
Make that woman cry.
I'd make that woman cry. Woo!
Triple H or Batista, Phoenix?
Triple H.
Yeah, okay. All right. WWE
Just
Championship.
Did the Nature Hour.
Yeah.
Woo!
Actually, no, I'll do the Universal Championship first. Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins.
Please, Seth Rollins.
Oh, come on, boy. This got to be a gimme. I tell you what, there'll be rage. Batista winning at WrestleMania, or Batista winning at the Rumble, they will have fuck all on this.
The only problem I've got is we've got Seth, Becky, and Kofi, and I don't see all three of them winning. So somebody's got to lose out of those three.
And
I think the most likely would be Seth Rollins.
No, I thought the most likely of the three would be Becky, because I mean, it wouldn't be that far of a leap for the WWE to put both of them belts on Charlotte.
Oh, it'd be nuclear heat though.
I think the one losing might be Kofi with New Day screwing him.
I wanted that to happen, but as far as nuclear...
Can you imagine a New Day joining Daniel Bryan?
Oh, my God.
Pancakes are vegan, right? Lord.
Pancakes are vegan?
Yeah.
Yo, by the way, there's no problem with heat, Dad.
It's okay, you can get vegan milk and vegan eggs.
Vegan pancakes!
You should know you work at Morrison's.
Sausage roll wasn't bad enough.
Tell you. Fucking brilliant.
They've had the strap on Brock Lesnar for all this time. Like, I don't know that they care about the heat, because Vince McMahon just does some version of, I'm going to do whatever I want to do, rather than Roman
really,
Reigns.
Really, do you know what, right? The fact that last week, right, nearly every single, right, every single UFC title, right, has been booked up until the end of the year in terms of matches, right? The only title that wasn't booked was Cormier's. The only title that wasn't booked to defend was Cormier's. What if what Cormier said on Twitter plays off? He costs Lesnar the title. But like I said, that would degrade UFC like a motherfucker.
Conor McGregor does that anyway with his little stunts.
You know? But what if Cormier does jump the barrier? You know, like Bill Goldberg did?
Yeah.
A fucking No Way Out, which was Stone Cold, gave him the ticket and says, don't do anything I wouldn't do. You know what I mean? I think you could see people fucking marking out for that. Brock Lesnar versus Cormier at SummerSlam. But then Cormier defending the UFC title against him at the end of the year. That would make more sense. And then you haven't got... Do you know what I mean? UFC doesn't get hurt in terms of its title. Lesnar gets a bit of payback in a WWE ring. But the beauty of that match would be against Cormier would be Lesnar has to wrestle. He would have to.
Yeah.
Cormier's a wrestler. Be fucking amazing.
Okay.
I'm gonna go for that. I know it's probably fucking, you know what I mean, been out there, like, but I like it. I like it. I like to go out there.
Alright, my perspective's changed on one of the three, so I'll go with Rollins. Anybody with Brock?
Hell no. Hell nah. He better, boy. Let me tell you something. This is for Larkin. Let me tell you something, bitch. I said that right there in New Orleans last year, and listened to the crowd just go, boring.
Yeah.
Play with those beach balls. And Brock Lesnar was pissed. It's like, how could you be mad? Fuck you. You know who you are. Yeah, what's happening here? No, so this has gone on long enough. We can't have another year like this, Daz. Come on.
I know we can. We don't want it, man. All right, I'll put a full house for Seth Rollins. And, okay, now my perspective's changed on the Daniel Bryan Kofi. So I'll go with Daniel Bryan.
Even though I think it's gonna be a real fuck up, man.
After all this,
what we've got to do, right? What they've got to do is now. I think the whole plan for this is to see the reaction, right?
The reaction
of a guy, right? When he loses, and what they'll do then is that he will be booked and pushed like Brian was for a whole year, in order. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's
And maybe do the Jeff Hardy in 2008.
This is a big thank you to Kofi, I believe. You don't mean staying loyal, being a good boy. I really do.
Yeah.
But I think Vince, you know what I mean, as fresh as it is, you know, I think there's a lot of people there's a few that we don't know about that are leaving the company in this year. That have already said they won't be renewing. I believe Cesaro's one. Listen, you're all going to want to go to a... If you're a fucking wrestler, you're going to want to go to a wrestling company, ain't you?
Yeah.
You can only play fucking soppy bollocks for fucking so long. And, you know, feel like you've been kicked in the nuts.
when you should be given something. Cesaro should have been a world champion by now. No, can't do that. Don't be silly. Because he's Swiss.
Doesn't connect with the fans.
Fucking. They need to go watch a fucking wrestling event then and stop concentrating on this fucking EPG bollocks. Or like I said, some fucker get Vince McMahon measured up in a box.
Okay, everybody.
Some fucker drop him off a fucking stage.
Does anyone agree with Butcher and me?
You guys are saying that it's going to be Daniel Bryan, right?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily saying New Day turn on him, but... Yeah.
You know what? I was saying in RWT that it would be great if the New Day cost Kofi Kingston the match. And everybody went, what the fuck is this guy talking about? I'll tell you what the fuck I'm talking about. I think that would be more compelling. Yeah, I don't know, man. Kofi Kingston winning the championship, it would be like, good, Kofi won. Now what? That's the problem, is like, mm-hmm. everybody wants everybody to win so much, and then the next night on Raw, they go like, oh, this is boring, because the chase is over. You know, it was all in the chase, and then that happened, and then nothing.
Exactly. So you come to the end of the fucking night, you come to your local fucking, your next fucking show, you know what I mean, your podcast, or as I would say, podcast! When you come to do your podcast, you got fuck all to talk about, because everyone's like going, yeah, well, Kofi won.
Ah, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but what good came out of it? Kofi won. Yeah, but what are we going to do for future tour storylines? What is he going to face? Who's he going to face? Let him chase. Let him be venomous. Let him just have a vengeance. Let him have a reason to be pissed. And you know what I mean? At the New Day. New Day now are the forgotten guys. They're the B-plus players. They're the guys that would moan and say, I put him on the map. We did. He wouldn't have got this shot if it wasn't for us. So we decided to join Daniel Bryan and look after Daniel.
You know what? And to that point, here's another perspective. What if Kofi just loses straight up? He makes one mistake like in the other matches. Daniel Bryan finds a way to pin him, and as you know, Big E and Xavier try to comfort him because of his loss, he flips out and turns on them.
Flips out and turns. It can go two ways, but it could be brilliant either way.
Yeah,
fantastic.
All right, I'm
going Daniel Bryan.
Okay, full house.
It's what you do.
Okay, that's it. Told you, call to the butcher in a lie.
Now, I ain't swaying on this one. Main event, I'm accepting nothing less.
Speaking of making believe.
I'm accepting nothing less than Becky winning the main events.
I will not, yeah. I can't. I'm actually quite glad it's the main event, you know, because it will keep me watching.
Yeah.
If this would have been, you know what I mean, the middle of the card, and Becky Lynch would have watched, I'd have turned the motherfucker straight off. I cannot accept Charlotte Flair walking, or Ronda Rousey walking out with two belts.
No.
I'm fed up of seeing Ronda Rousey's face like she's going to cry.
Well, it might look different now that she had her head smashed into the car window.
That was fucking brutal.
And I actually did appreciate Charlotte Flair's knee, you know, of fucking Rousey. I loved that. I love Flair when she's aggressive. I really do. I think she's awesome.
Yeah.
But, dude, there would be no fucking feud if it wasn't for Becky Lynch.
No, exactly. She's been the conduit.
You know,
the two
she's
of them.
Created it. She's held it. Do you know what I mean? She's brought both Flair and fucking, you know what I mean? She's had two feuds out of this. You know? Rousey's done well to maintain it. I think she's done some good fucking mic work, in all honesty. You know? But that's just, again, you know, that bit the other week with Travis Brown was superb. I thought, that's fucking brilliant.
He just yanked her over the barricade.
Brilliant. You know what I mean? Get here, bitch. Fuck him. I'll take you. You know?
Control your woman, man.
You can look in the mirror while I'm fucking brushing your hair from the back.
This is my wife and her sister. There was a girl that they didn't like, and they would tell that, they would say to that girl's man, control your hoe.
All right, there we go. WrestleMania all covered. Thank you, Vince, for the 15 fucking matches. We've got one thing left to do, but first of all, one of tonight's theme songs is Brilliant by Shinedown, also from the album Attention, Attention. And yes, it is available now on iTunes and Spotify. And it's time for the promo championship. Oh. Take them gloves off. Because you can't hold a microphone properly when you're wearing gloves.
I can.
All right.
I can hold the microphone with my toes.
Amir, as champion, would you like to go first or second?
You know, I'm an old school guy, and I never liked ever any version of, like, the champion walking out before the challenger. I'm the main event, but this isn't my promo. Don't think this is my promo. I'm just talking here. I'm the champion. I'm the main event, and if I lose this, if some kind of way I lose this belt, I gotta really enjoy this chance to be in the main event right now. So with that being said, I'm gonna go last.
Okay, so Butch is up first to pick up the mic. Mike and Phoenix, microphones off.
Usa.
Right. Usa. Shanti.
Shut the fuck, no Shanti. Betty that motherfucker in 20 seconds. You're getting bettied in fucking under 5 minutes.
Okay, promo championship is on the line. Butcher, pick up the mic.
Mike was picked up when I fucking walked on here. Right. Okay. This isn't about me and Mr. Amir Costello. This is about the moment I walked onto Max Wrestling. Almost 4 years, people. Almost 4 years. And if that isn't dedication, I don't know what is. I don't know what is. We've seen numbers rise. We've seen numbers decrease. We've had arguments amongst ourselves with other people. Hell, I've made arguments. Do you know why? Because I can. I can. The last few months, I've started something. I've started something. Hell, I've wandered around with a profile picture of me carrying Mr. Amir Costello. Has he? You see, some people have got caught up in this ferocious, ferocious ride. Ferocious. It's been ferocious. You see, I've loved every fucking minute of it. Every minute of it. And I'll continue to love every minute of it until I know what the result is. You see, when you've got nothing, that makes you a dangerous, volatile, aggressive, and hungry person. Anything I have, whether it be family or friends, I keep them at hand's distance. Always have done, always will do. Because you're safe that way. You're safe that way. See, I hear people saying, what's on this man's mind? What's on this man's mind?
You see, when you want something bad enough and you reach out and touch it and it ain't there, it ain't there. The only thing you need to be scared of is fear. Fear itself. But the fear's already set in. Personal loss is inevitable in life. We all have to let go sometime. We all have to let go sometime. Which brings me to this. The things that stop you doing a task or wanting to do it is fear itself. You fear failure or looking bad. You fear discomfort or confusion of the task ahead. So take a moment, look inwards and see your fear. Feel it. Accept it. As it's part of you now. It's part of you. You can't get rid of that. Instead of running from it, just accept it. Just accept it, people. See, this, we're all going to fight this once in our life. You know, unfortunately, we have to do it more than once. But believe me, it'll make us better people. It'll make us better people. Which brings me to this main point. Being you, sir. I call you sir because I believe you're a man. A man of dignity. A man of respect. You, Mr. Ramir Costello. I ain't going to call you Kingpin. I ain't going to call you Black Bane. I ain't going to call you Blackburn, because you're neither of them things. You're a Mia Costello. It's simple. You're a father. You're a husband. You see, the stipulations on the line for this, for me, I don't like them. I don't like them. I don't see how anyone that's associated with me should leave RWT. Because that's just a mutual respect they have for me. You've never asked them, do they not respect you? Not once. But if you think about it, it's very, very similar when the shoe is on the other foot. Those that have stood with you have also brought me up. So why not kick the likes of, you know, Moses Marquez? Let's be fucking honest, brother. Has he really, really treated you with the dignity and respect that you deserve? I'd say no. So what I'm going to do is give you the chance to get rid of that stipulation and add another. I said at the start of this promo, or a bedtime fucking story, as Mr. Jesse Savage that calls him. You see, I ain't afraid to, you know, like Amir said, when there's something to be said and you go, oh no, he's going to say it. I will fucking say it. I'm going to give you the chance to change the stipulation. Don't touch Roxy. Don't touch Daniel Crimmins. You keep Robert Davison. Because trust me when I say this, views and ratings will go down if you remove them people. They will. Because there isn't anyone else that will stand by you and respect you like them names I've just mentioned. So this last stipulation will be, I've done this for 4 years. If I lose, I'll walk away. I'll walk away. No more podcasting. No more podcasting, no more talking, wrestling on shows. I'm done. You see, confidence is a strong fucking thing. especially when you lose a loved one and you've got to bury them the next day. Believe me when I tell you this, I'm more stronger now than I've ever fucking been. Accept fear, people. Accept fear. It's inevitable. Call to Butcher. The doors are open. The doors to the cutting room are open. If you want to challenge me, step in and I'll cut you up.
All right, one promo down. Amir, are you ready to respond?
I am, good sir.
Okay, promo champion, pick up the mic.
I have thought about this day every day since I saw Dave Gillum, the Butcher, the best heel in the business. It's undeniable. It's undisputed. I turned on Facebook one day and I see this man in a red hat, ferocious look in his eyes, saying, "It's me and you, Promo Mania. You got what you wanted. You better come prepared. You better bring your A game." And I thought to myself, "Shit, I'm finished. I'm done, because I've got to face the Butcher, and nobody wants to fucking do that. I got all this other stuff going on. My brain, my time, everything is being pulled in every which direction. I somehow have to be able to focus on the Butcher, one of my very best friends. And the thing that I discounted, the thing that I even completely forgot, is that, as Daz and a lot of people would say, best friends make better rivals. I know who the Butcher is, I know what the Butcher does. But there's some part of you that believes that a line will be drawn somewhere. If your friend is a thief, for example, you go, "Yeah, I know he steals from other people, but he wouldn't steal from me." And if your friend is a murderer, you go, "Oh, I know he kills other people, but he wouldn't kill me." But that's not really real life. That's not really how it goes. If you are a thief or if you are a murderer, that is who you are. And while Butcher is no thief, and Butcher is definitely no murderer, but the Butcher is the fucking Butcher. And I think I was naive to think that that blade wouldn't be sharpened up just as much for me as it would be for anybody else. Because this man is going to do exactly what he does. And I thought to myself, you know what? This is David versus Goliath. And I wasn't the only one who thought that way. I mean, Jesus Christ, I'm the promo fucking champion. Champion. Who hasn't lost one match yet. Who's defeated everybody who's come my way. And the moment it was announced that I was going against the Butcher, everybody went, "Oh, well, he had a good run. He had a good run. That was okay. Shame it'll come to an end on April 6th at Promomania 4, but he did pretty good." I was a little shocked, I got to say, at the amount of people that just completely rode me off. Well, at least I was shocked initially, but then I realized the reality is, if you're the Butcher, everybody always expects you to win all the time. It's a foregone conclusion. And if you're Emir Blackbane Costello, everybody always expects you to lose. Now, what's weird about that is, I don't know the Butcher's record, but I would imagine it's probably pretty fucking fantastic. just in life in general. I don't know that he goes around losing anything. He seems like the kind of guy that would beat his competition at anything all the time. But I can tell you about myself because I live with me. I am a guy who always finds a way to get it done. But people, the next time around, are never convinced that I can do it again. It's still like, yeah, he won last time, or he overcame this, or he did that, but for sure, he'll lose this time. And it makes me think of 2012, before I ever knew any of you guys. My entire life leading up to 2012, all I was a giant pushover. People talked down to me. People used me. I loved people. I gave my whole heart to people. And people took my heart, but they never gave me anything in return except for tasks and favors, actions to be fulfilled. It was always about what I could do for somebody else. In 2012, I found myself like this broken man, my whole life in shambles, going through divorce, no home to live in. So I had to move back to my mom's home, which was made clear to me. This is not your home. This is my home. This is just where I'm allowing you to stay while you get back on your feet. So the feeling of homelessness, the feeling of people accusing me of domestic violence, me. The guy that's not, I mean, me being accused of, like, I literally lost everything. I had nothing. Riddled with depression. And for the first time in my life, the man who fears death more than anything woke up every day wanting to die. And then I walked into a movie theater and I saw a movie called Dark Knight Rises. I saw a character on the screen that was intelligent, that was fearless, that was bold. With rockets and bullets flying past his head, he just walked calmly through it all. I watched a man walk up to Batman and literally break his back and talk shit the entire time. It's something about what I saw on the screen that day changed my life. And if anybody's going, well, this guy is an idiot because he let a fictional character have so much impact on him. Well, you couldn't feel that way because everybody in wrestling's fictional. But when I saw Bane on that screen, it made me feel like this didn't have to be the story of my life. The one who's always being kicked around, the one who's always being taken advantage of. I'm smart. I'm strong. I'm cunning. I can be somebody. So then I started calling myself Black Bane. And I remember my Facebook post. Jesus Christ, if you look at my post from back then, everything seemed like a promo. For the first time in my life, I found my voice. I was going off on everybody and everything. I stood up for myself. I got a backbone. And I went from an unemployed, wanting to die every day guy with nothing to a man who won full custody of his children, got a great job, got an associate's degree and then a bachelor's degree, and now I'm 1 month away from a master's degree, lost 100 pounds, got a beautiful wife, got everything I ever wanted in my life. When I became Black Bane and I found my voice, it changed my life. That is the only reason why I can stand in front of a man like the Butcher without fear. If this was 2012, I wouldn't even be here right now. But I am here, and I am a force to be reckoned with. And anybody who looks at me and says, well, you got a smile on your face all the time, and you just seem too nice to cut a good promo, you are sadly mistaken. You have no idea who you're dealing with. And your opinion of me is right where I want it to be, underestimating me, never seeing me coming, because it makes it that much easier for me. People have turned on me. The cult of Butcher, I gotta admit, I respect it. I admire it. I admire the part where people who have been friends with me and been in the trenches with me can hear about the cult of Butcher and be so easily turned against me. Cutting promos, doing videos. Jesus Christ. It's unfathomable, but you know what? It just gives me a chance to prove that many more people wrong. I've never been interested in the people who didn't think I could do this. I am, however, interested in my opinion and maybe a couple of others who have chosen to stand with me, that it's not just that I have a fighting chance. It's that I am the only chance. I am the only person that is right for this championship. The reality is it doesn't belong anywhere else, and it's not going anywhere else. And you know what? I don't even care about the stipulations, because the truth is this. When I win this promo championship, the vindication that I will feel, the part where I proved everybody wrong, including Robert Davis, including Daniel Crimmins, including Will Wheeze, who I shouted out in a song I made, and he never even talked about it, never even replied to it. But when a picture was put up of the butcher carrying me, Will Wheeze was inspired to write, "Yeah, get him, Dave. Smoke his boots." Okay. So I don't even care if every stipulation is thrown out. I am the promo champion. I can't be touched. The day that Black Bane was born, never again will I be in a situation where I face a loss. I am a born winner, and I know now that nobody can take that from me. Nobody deserves this more than me, and I'm going to prove it. I'm going to prove it by beating the Butcher, and I'm going to prove it for anybody that ever steps up to me. When you look at Mike Larkin, you go, yeah, that's the knowledge champion. And you go, all right, who could beat Mike Larkin? Nobody. Nobody can beat Mike Larkin. When you look at Ymir Black Bane Costello, the RWT Kingpin, you realize the exact same thing. Nobody can beat me. That's it, man. Somebody tell him get away
from the mic before I break. Oh, I hope that lived up to the hype. Now, the beauty of the promo championship is you decide the winner, so go to matchwrestling.net/vote right now to decide the fate of Black Bane and the Butcher. Now, of course, it's a Max Wrestling promo special. Butcher and Black Bane have picked up the mic, but as it's a special, everybody always gets a chance to cut a promo, so Phoenix, I believe you don't have one.
Nope.
Because how many times have you already cut on The Miz? Mike, have you got something you want to get off your chest?
Well, I'll just say, oh, hell, I'm on the line with my friends here, and we just killed it with another special. I got to say, two of my greatest rivals are the Phoenix and Kenny, because they push me. And now Kenny is going to be, you know, challenging me anytime now, so we will continue our bout. And I'm sure Phoenix and I will pick this up. So I'm just going to say to Phoenix, thank you, as always.
Always a pleasure.
Okay. And same with each and everybody on this call. And Moses Marquez is going to try to find another way to come at me. So I just say to Moses Marquez, bring it.
All right. Now it's my turn. So Phoenix, since you didn't cut a promo, would you like to count me in?
Okay. So Dazzy, when you're ready, pick up the mic.
People seem to wonder why I call myself the captain lately. You see, I'm one of those people that's often been overlooked. I'm one of those people that's often been underutilized, and one day, I just got tired of scrubbing the decks and getting nothing in return. I'm not the supporting act. I'm not the opening act. I am, and always will be, the main friggin' event. You either use me to my full potential, or I'll go somewhere that will. It's really that simple. So one day I got tired of hoisting the sails and getting no credit. I got tired of just being part of the crew. So I decided to grab the helm of the ship and steer that bitch wherever I wanted it to go. I'm one of those people that don't get taken seriously. I'm one of those people that blend into the crowd. Well, I refuse to blend in anymore.
I am sick of blending in. I've seen people walk in and out like Lacey Evans, but I've been constant, I've been consistent, I've been committed, grinding, sweating, carrying entire teams on my fucking back. That's why I consider myself the captain. The rightful captain. It really doesn't matter who you handpick to carry the torch. It doesn't matter who your golden boy is. I will out-wrestle them, I will outperform them, and I will outshine them on any stage you put me on. So let me finish with this. There is nothing that pisses me off quicker than people doubting me. But there is absolutely nothing I enjoy more than proving people wrong. I may not be captain material in your eyes, but as far as I'm concerned, I always was and I always will be. So, key or no key, strap or no strap, I've been the captain since day one. And if you don't think that I was the right guy for the job, just fucking watch me.
Damn.
So you do it.
That's how it's fucking done.
So you do it, son.
Okay. I listen to your promo like I want to do over. I want to do over.
Now, why don't you compete for the championship? Because I created it. I'm not going to compete for my own championship. Let's just leave it to Butcher and Blackbean. Okay, now two announcements before we go. First up, the next time we bring you a championship special will be Trivia Takeover 4.0 Curse of Champions on June 29th. The promo champion gets a night off as we decide the final of the first King of the Mic tournament, which kicks off next month. So far, we have Courtney Summers. People, you need to stop being scared of Courtney and just pick up your mics.
Yeah, you know what I'll say, Daz, that I've been hearing in RWT that Moses Marquez has intentions to join. Moni Lynn has intentions to join. Good. I believe we also may be able to lock down Jesse Savage and Travis the Walker as well, but I'll get back to you on that.
All right. Applications are, of course, open right now. All you need to do is go to matchwrestling.net/promoclimax2 because you'll also be entered into that automatically. The Knowledge Championship will also be on the line as it's that one night of the year where a bunch of your favourite old school trivia games return to find out who has the best wrestling IQ. And Psycho is a Max Noise theme song for Trivia Takeover. It's by Another Day Dawns, taken from their EP A Different Life, available now on iTunes and Spotify. And again, go to maxwrestling.net for more information.
And I thoroughly endorse it.
Yeah.
Psychos.
That's why I picked it. And announcement number two. We promised you last week that it was huge, and huge it is. The landscape is about to change. Take a look at this.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mike Larkin, one half of the Steve and Mike Show. This is another edition of On the Mic with Mike. This is another edition of the Pop Culture Story Podcast. This is Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Shooting the Breeze.
Welcome to the Golden Age of Everything. I am Steven Nicoforo, and with me is my producer, Mike Larkin.
Dude, we are in the same podcast central, same vicinity. I'm so happy to have you down here, for real, man.
It's the number one hockey show on the planet, as voted by me, host. It is the Stevie Nicks Hockey Experience. And
welcome to How the Future Is Now. My name is Mike Larkin.
RWT, Max Wrestling, podcasts all over the world. This is the Cutting Room. I am the Butcher. I am the best heel in business.
Welcome everybody to Max Wrestling Podcast. I am the Captain Dazzy Dangerously, taking it to the max every single Friday. Come together. The Four Corner Network has arrived. Check us out and discover more of your new favourite podcasts now, including all of Mr. Larkin's extensive range at fourcornernetwork.wix.com/podcasts.
And that's his podcast, people.
I was just about to say, like, everything on that is practically almost me.
Yeah, it's just Mike and Stevie Nicks. Four Corner Network.
Cue the hate now, Daz.
I know.
Cue the hate.
I know.
Cue the hate and the criticism of you know, wankers like Dave Burnham. You know what I mean? It'll fail again. It'll fail again. Look at the numbers. Yeah, look at the numbers, you fucking monkey.
2009 last week.
Yeah.
So again, that's fourcornernetwork.wix.com/podcast, and that's the number four, not the word. And that's it for this week. You can find me at Dazzy MWP. Mike is at SM Show 1 and MCR92, which is your favourite time of the week. The Butcher is at TOG69BHITB. Mike, obviously, you just did an episode of Shooting the Breeze with Amir. Anything else to plug?
Okay, so obviously, please check out Shooting the Breeze with Amir. We had a lot of fun, and Amir, thank you for being a great guest. So I will say this, you can check out my interview with LFC fighter Terry Feisty Fist London, and LFC 26 Booty Camp will be airing tonight on YouTube at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Pacific time for to check out Lingerie Fighting Championship. And, yeah, I'm just doing my thing all day, every day. So check it out.
I love that Feisty
Fist. Have you done any special ones this week?
No porn yet. No porn.
No.
What?
Oh, you haven't done any Phoenixes. Phoenix! He's been doing loads of reviews for you, dude, and loads of interviews on women you'd like.
Oh, yeah, the BBWs. No BBWs.
Yes, the right feisty ones. That's some proper bath water. As if they'll fit in a bath.
One with the bath water. I'll just lick them dry and make them squeal like a banshee.
Oh!
Whoa! What? God, a minute!
Okay. This just went from TV-14 to TV mature.
Phoenix is like, you know what he's like? He's like, what's his face? He's like, oh my god, friggin' dive. He's like, you gotta hump him into submission. Friggin' dodgeball, man. Hump him into submission.
White Goodman.
That's what he is. Dwight Goodman, that's it. He's humping him into submission. That's Phoenix. He's Dwight Goodman.
Then you get the guy getting down there cleaning the rims. Right, yeah, right there.
Yeah. There you go. That's nice, boy. Gotta get right
in. Nice, boy. Get right in there.
I'm just kidding. But seriously, I could. And of course, a thank you to our guests. We'll find out next week if he's still a promo champion. But Amir Blackburn Costello, where can people find you?
Now, I want to get my car out.
That's Phoenix's dad, a special guest, by the way.
No, my dad was just explaining that he's had an argument with one of the yummy mummies trying to get the kids from school.
They weren't looking for Mr. Gillum.
He was like, can you move your car so they can, so I can park outside my house?
Yeah, well, tell them to move it because you're trying to do a world class fucking podcast with Sam fucking Roberts.
World class fucking podcast.
Amir, what have you got?
I of course can be found on Twitter at I don't know, man, RWT Raw Wrestling Talk. But I was doing my plugs. Was it with you, Mike? I was doing my plugs and I couldn't remember what the T stood for.
No, that was most.
I can't remember what the fucking TOG stands for. I haven't got a fucking clue. It was good. Well, it was good at the start, but I think that's because I was wired.
And
I'm just gonna say Touch of Greatness. It's Touch of Greatness, the best heel in the business. There you go.
Yeah,
Touch of Greatness. Butcher for the save. Also YouTube, Raw Wrestling Talk, RWT, and then the Raw Wrestling Talk Facebook group, RWT. Join it. Well, it's more like we call ourselves a family. And in a month's time, sorry I keep bringing this up, but dude, I'm so tired. I'm so happy it's ending. But in a month's time, when I'm done with school, I'll be able to get my content out on a much regular basis and on time. At some point, hopefully this week, I will release to you guys 2 months worth of the top 10 contributors list. And I will say, for the month of March, for the first time ever, two women cracked the top 10.
cracked the top 10.
Oh,
so,
that's all Jay White gifts, that is.
So we'll see what those positions are. And lastly, I just want to say, Dave Gillum, I want the world to know that I love you and that you stole me heart a long time ago. And when I look at you, when I look at you,
babe,
there you go. I got babe. I got stars in my eyes.
Yeah, I got them too. I got them too.
It was an absolute pleasure to compete against you. You are the best. And one of the difficult things about competing against you, Butcher, is that you are one of my idols. And so, you are one of my idols, and so life gets weird when your idol becomes your rival.
There you go.
But thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure, Butcher, and Daz, and Mike, and Phoenix. All you guys, what you guys do, and what you guys, the content you put out, and what you bring to the table, and I just want to thank you guys all very much for all of it.
It's a pleasure to be a part of it. People, right? This is why I say to people, don't confuse me with anyone that's trying to be bad. As I always say that. I always say that, don't I, guys? I always say that. Because everything you see with me is me. I'm the biggest cunt you'll ever meet. And like you said the other week, if there's a line you don't cross, I'll do it.
Yep.
I go on any show and there's a contractual agreement there, right? We want you to read this, sign it, right? I need you to look at this bit right here. You're not allowed to say anything that will hurt people's feelings. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll sign it. Boom, straight away. He's like, oh no, he's done it.
We all arrive at the same door and go, oh man, I don't know if we should go inside. Where's Butcher? Butcher is inside 5 minutes ago.
He told when he was going to the, you know, we're going to the toilet, the bathroom. He actually just didn't go to the bathroom. He just went straight in. Where the fuck's Michael Myers?
There will be less sexual swears. Ah, shit. Watch your fucking mouth. Fuck me. God damn it. Fuck.
It's literally DX in 97.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It literally is.
Racing Michael Myers to kill the first blonde.
And, of course, the Phoenix.
Come on,
Phoenix. Don't give him your Skype name. Just give him your Twitter name.
I'm still at the Phoenix 626.
All right.
And I don't even know what my Skype name is anymore.
No, I don't. I just read it off. I was like, whoa. And you know where to find us on social media. It's at Max Wrestling UK, Max Wrestling Interactive on Facebook. And we're also on SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, and the Four Corner Network. Make sure you check out maxwrestling.net. Check out previous episodes of Dazzy and Butcher's Screen Gems. And don't miss the return of the Throne Zone podcast this week. We'll be looking at the journey so far before the epic return and final season of Game of Thrones begins. And that will be available on Facebook, YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, and the Four Corner Network. Follow us at Throne Zone UK. We've hit 3 hours again. Which we did, I think, 2 years ago at Promomania. So thank you.
It's amazing.
Thank you so much for staying with us. And thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week for the Mania Hangover.
Yay.
Oh, God.
We must now bid you adieu. Phoenix has burped. Goodbye. That should have been a good night. And good night. Burp.